Now, the first Friday of every month in the Botanic Garden, a group gets together to do some sketching with a professional illustrator. That professional illustrator is Melissa Doran, and she joins me now. Good afternoon, Melissa.
Hi, Declan. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you today?
Great now.
Good. Melissa, tell us a little bit about sketching. I'm sort of intrigued to know what the difference is between a drawer or a painter, if there is such a drawer word, but and a sketcher. Can you explain the difference to us?
Well, I think sketching is, it's usually the start of any, like for a paint, if you're going painting or drawing, or I think sketching is like the most low-key way of saying it because it's like the easiest way of drawing. You just start drawing and it doesn't have to turn into anything. It can just be an exercise or it can just be like a throwaway thing. So I think I would use the term sketching just to make sure people wouldn't be intimidated and say, oh, I have to draw a perfect painting when I go here. So it's just a really easy, loose thing to do. So
it's not as precise, maybe, as you say, a little bit looser than formal painting and drawing. Is that really the best way to put it?
I think it's just you could still call it drawing, or you could still call it drawing. I don't think there's like a huge difference, and then everyone will do it in a different way. So some people will have a loose style, and then some people will be really, really precise and go into great detail. So, yeah, it's very much up to the person who does it. So,
okay. And the first Friday of every month, so I presume you had one of these yesterday, being the first Friday.
Yeah, we had a lovely day. It was really cold, but we're used to that.
Yeah.
But, we had a lovely morning yesterday. I started it last June. So when we started it, it was gorgeous weather, and then as the winter came on it was getting colder, and then last month it was snowing but because we have the glass houses, it doesn't really matter, like, so long as we get there we can go indoors or stay outdoors depending on the weather. But yesterday there's a gorgeous glass house just beside the entrance called the Alpine House, and that was just stunning. They had tulips and hyacinths and all loads of little tiny plants with Latin names. So we stayed there for about an hour, and then we went into one of the bigger glass houses. So,
and I presume
there's just so much variety.
Yeah, and I presume you're sketching what you see there in the botanic gardens and the fabulous surroundings.
Pick, when we're indoors, you just pick whichever plant takes your fancy, and there's only usually 10. I kind of have it limited to 10 people, so we have enough. It just means it doesn't get too crowded, or it isn't like a big group. We're not really intrusive, so we can just come and stand around and pick whichever flower takes our fancy. So
and
it's just really nice.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic, and it's free as well.
Yeah, well, it's only, like, the thing is, the Botanic Gardens itself is free, and all you have to do is pay for parking if you're driving, or free parking if you're cycling like me. And I just think it's lovely. It's easy enough for me to organise. I just have to organise the tickets. So I'm happy to just say, yeah, it's free, come along. And because it's on our doorstep, and it's something that I hadn't really been making the most of until I locked myself in to come in once a month forever kind of thing. And it's just such a great resource, and it's so pretty.
Yeah, and I see as well, Melissa, that you're, apart from once a month there meeting up and sketching with people and enjoying all of that and enjoying the beautiful botanic gardens, you're also you're a professional illustrator, and you're quite busy doing some illustrations for some books. One that's been out, and one that's coming out. Yeah,
one that's just about to come out. It's called Naturama, and that's out with Gill Books. They used to be Gill and Macmillan. And that's going to be out in May. And that was another big reason why I wanted to go to Botanic Gardens, because all my illustrations are all for that book, are all nature and birds and animals of Ireland. So all the little animals I had, I would have to draw in a little world for them. So I'd have a fox in a forest, or I'd have a little pig me through in a garden, or, you know, so I needed an awful lot of material to put into the book. So it was really nice to go throughout the seasons, because the way the book is formatted, it goes from spring all the way to winter, and it tells you all about the different plants and animals and birds that you could look out for in the different seasons. And it's a kid's book, and it's written by Michael Fewer. So he wrote it and I illustrated it. So I spent probably the most of 6 months working on that last year. So I can't wait for it to be out.
And when is it out, Melissa?
It's going to be out, we're hoping for the 13th of May.
Okay.
Friday the 13th. So yeah, that's going to be the big event of the year for me.
Okay.
Very exciting.
And I see that, I mean, obviously, the sketching is one part of what you do, but I see that you're interested, one of your interests is in combining the hand-drawn sketches with digital. How do you achieve that, or how do you manage that?
I teach a workshop on how to do that, if you want to come.
Okay.
Basically, I learned all the digital, there's digital tools you can use. I use a program called Illustrator mainly, and so you can draw directly from scratch in the computer, but what I just love drawing by hand, and I find I'm a lot freer and kind of more expressive when I draw by hand in my notebook. So I've kind of developed different techniques that you can, basically you're scanning in the drawing that you've done, and you can either scan it in just like if you just had like a black and white line, scan it in and change the color and color it digitally, or else what I've been doing is if you color it by hand and then put it all in and then cut it out, it's like a really cool texture and it feels like really different to a flat image beside it, so it makes a really nice contrast.
Yeah.
And that was the style that I used in the book a lot.
All right, and you don't like those electronic sketch pads, so you prefer the freedom of a notebook? And
I wouldn't mind them, but no, I just prefer, like, there's something really nice about just a piece of paper and a pen, you know, it's so basic and you can bring it anywhere and it never runs out of battery, or it's just, it's so portable and lovely and basic and easy.
Okay, yeah. So Melissa, when are you back in the Botanic Gardens? So it's first Friday of May, is it? Do you know what date that is off the top of your head?
I think it's the 6th of May, and I have the tickets available already, and I just sent it out to my mailing list this morning, but if you go to goradiate.ie, you'll find you'll find how to get the tickets there.
Okay.
And as well, on that page you can see all the I have all photos from all the different meetup, so you can see all the pictures and get a feel for what it would be like to go. So,
okay, all right, and I presume at goradiate.ie you have details about those classes that you want me to go and find out a bit more about what you do as well. Great.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a million, Melissa.
Thanks a million for chatting to me, and have a lovely weekend.
Thank you. Take care.
All right.
Bye bye. Bye bye. That's Melissa Doran there. Her website is goradiate.ie. She's a professional illustrator.